Hi, this is a dictation for patient Gloria Patton. Gloria Patton. GLORIAPATTON. Date of birth is 2/11/1969. And she visits as a new patient visit today. Hi, so this patient is a new patient, Gloria Patton, GLORIAPATTON. Date of birth is 2/11/1969. Date of service is 6/30/2023. The patient presents with the chief complaint of severe pain in the lower back with radiation to the front and the back of the legs, involving the entire legs bilaterally in a glove-like fashion, with numbness and tingling and hypersensitivity. The history of presenting illness, patient says that she has been suffering from pain in the lower back and the legs for the last 15 years, and she believes that the cause of the pain is accident. A car accident that happened, and colon cancer, as well as surgery to the knees and broken bones, like left femur open reduction and bilateral knee. She believes that all of these are the cause of her pain for a long time. And she reports that she was in a car accident that where she was rear-ended, leading to the back pain 15 years ago, and then she suffered from a colon cancer 12 years ago that caused her radiation sickness to the bladder and the bowels. 3 years ago she fell, breaking both the legs, and then she was having an open reduction internal fixation. She suffers from nerve damage, osteoporosis, bilateral knee were replaced, but they are hurting a lot. She also has suffered from many other ailments. Regarding the pain history, it is as follows. The patient reports that the pain is mostly in the lower back across at a scale of 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. And it is continuously shooting down to the front of the legs, involving the entire leg front and the back in a glove-like fashion, involving all the toes, and they are felt like numbness and tingling and hypersensitive. These pains are present continuously all the time. Night is the worst, and they are felt like throbbing, heart burning, aching, and heavy. And the pains are intensity 7 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The ADLs are affected 8. The modified factor are as follows. The patient reports that everything is causing her pain to be worsened, from sitting, standing, walking, and driving, bending, and improved by nothing. She reports of having x-rays, MRI, CT scan, EMG, blood tests, bone scan, all are done in the past. She reports of associated numbness, tingling, pins and needle of both legs, muscle weakness of both legs, as well as associated bladder and bowel incontinence. But that could have been result of the other issues, which is cystitis and colon involvement with the radiation sickness. In the past treatment, patient reports that she has had tens unit, physical therapy, medications, epidural injections, as well as a spinal cord stimulation trial at Henry Ford Hospital, which didn't succeed. In the system review, please review the chart. I'll review it although. So she suffers from the following ailments. One is in the heart. She has chest pain, heart failure, low blood pressure, high cholesterol. She has had two stents. She suffers from two stents were put in, peripheral vascular disease, radiation cystitis, proctitis, PROCTITIS, obesity, hyperlipidemia, myocardial infarction, CHF, colon cancer, anemia, osteoarthritis, osteoporosis, chronic lower back pain, chronic knee pain bilaterally, severe depression, anxiety, diabetes type 1, GERD, hiatal hernia, COVID 2019, scoliosis, hydronephrosis bilateral. Her surgery is as follows. She has had a total knee replacement on the left side in 2005 and was revised in 2022. Total knee replacement on the right was done on 2014. Arthroscopy, left shoulder, cardiac cath 2021. C-section, cholecystectomy, colonoscopy, cystoscopy, esophagogastroscopy, robotic cystectomy, cataract surgery, ORIF, left femur, tonsillectomy, urostomy, Achilles tendon repair, urostomy, and colonoscopy. She also had a spinal cord trial at Henry Ford Hospital. She had allergies are listed for penicillin, fentanyl, chlorhexidine, cefriotoxin, C-E-F-R-I-A, T-R-O-X-I-N-E, and C-E-F-E-P-I-M-E-E, sulfur. Family history. Mother is suffering from heart disease and diabetes. Father is deceased, no answers or no reason for. Siblings are alive and she doesn't list any medical problems. Status patient single, lives alone. Employment status patient is unemployed due to the pain. Disability. Patient is disabled from federal government and is collecting the disability. Legal history, no attorney is listed. In the personal history, patient lists that she does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. The ADLs are listed as follows that are affected. Work and sleep is affected 10. General activity is affected 7. She also lists the following ADLs being affected. Walking, running, doing laundry, doing yard work are affected 10. Standing and reaching into cabinets is affected 9. Home chores, vacuuming 8. Bathing and cooking in the kitchen is affected 7. And opening container is affected 6. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 145 over 64. Pulse is 78. Pulse ox is 99. Height 5'4". Weight 245 pounds. 54-year-old African-American female who is alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, sitting comfortably. She is very well built, obese, and hydration is okay. Does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. She does not appear to be overtly anxious, lethargic, or depressed. She has a good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk with pain and antalgic gait and using a cane. The rest of the physical examination is from the template, including neurological examination that is normal. Musculature examination is also normal. And musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation reveals slight scoliosis in the palpation. Other than that, inspection is normal. There is no kyphosis, humpback, or pelvic iliac crest height is equal. No pelvic tilt is noticed. Spine tenderness. Moderate spine tenderness is noticed in bilateral sacroiliac joints. And L5-S1. The range of motion of the cervical spine is normal at forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, and bilateral rotation is 20. Hyperextension was painful beyond 20 degrees. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative. Sperling sign is negative. Lerner test negative. Distraction test negative. Sotoval test is negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test and slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernick test was negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is bilaterally positive. And Breger test is negative. Kemp test was positive. Bevinsky sign was negative. Sacral iliac joints are mildly tender bilaterally. Standing flexion test is positive. And distraction test was negative. Iliac compression test is positive. Faber test is positive bilaterally. Gunsland test is positive bilaterally. Extremities. Except for both the knees, rest of the extremities are unremarkable. The examination is that, so please use the template for the extremities examination for normal. And then knee joint bilaterally, there are scar for the surgery that is present on both knees. They are asymmetry. There is slight effusion, some erythema, some tenderness, and some numbness is present. They are warm to touch. Slight crepitus and grinding noise heard. Range of motion is 110 degrees bilaterally. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power 4/5. Valgus varus abnormality not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is not present. Is negative. McMurray Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension was positive. The patient, the knees have a scar of the past surgery. Diagnosis. In general, E66.9110, E11.9, 150.9, 120.9, 182.409, V89.2XXT, R26.89, R53.81. G89.21, Z79.891. Other diagnoses are cancer of the bladder and osteoporosis, osteoarthritis, chronic lower back pain, depression, diabetes, GERD, hiatal hernia, COVID, scoliosis, hydronephrosis bilateral, CHF, MI, HDL, obesity, coronary artery disease, neuropathy, peripheral vascular disease, radiation cystitis, radiation proctitis, and anemia. Diabetes type 1, and these are, I don't have the code for it, you can just mention them in the full report. CNS, F43.20, nerves M79.2, muscles M62.838, ligaments M54.0. In the lower extremities, in the knee, post-surgery, bilateral knee, TKR, M25.56, M25.562, M17.11, M17.12. In the Achilles tendon, M76.60. In the lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, M54.42, M48.06. M47.817, M54.08. In the sacroiliac spine, M46.1, S33.5X6A, M54.17. The plan of care is from the template. The treatment plan is as follows. Patient is provided following non-narcotic. First of all, patient is ordered a regarding physical therapy. We have not placed any order for physical therapy at this time, since patient already has extensive physical therapy in the past. Non-narcotic medication, naproxen 500 twice a day, 60 tablets for anti-inflammatory effect and healing. Elevel 50 milligram at night for help. Voltaren gel 3% is ordered. 100 100 gram, and then capsicum cream 8% for pain relief. For narcotic pain medication, Tylenol codeine number 4 every 12 hours. 30 tablets are ordered for pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities are yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. For her anxiety and undergoing pain by a hypnosis behavioral modification. Fitness club, yes. We have discussed at length the role of physical exercise. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. No records are available except for ER record from the hospital where she went for a pain in the bladder and hydronephrosis, and that was diagnosed by them. That was dated 1-9-2023, but other records are not available. Interventional pain procedures are going to be consulted after the MRIs are available. Surgical options, a patient is already seeing orthopedic surgeon and Henry Ford Specialty Clinic. And neuropsych evaluation is not warranted. Attendant care caseworker is not warranted. Medical records are ordered, released, and reviewed. Investigation are on hold. The patient will be, we'll have a follow-up visit. No new DME is being ordered. She already has DMEs from the providers. Education is yes. And follow-up visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.